Do you like ventriloquists? Now, don't get me wrong, I like a good puppet show and doing work for them. Dory loves them too, even the creepy ones. Well, especially the creepy ones. We have a ventriloquist, or had one? I'm not so sure anymore. I remember not being a huge fan, you know? There was something intrinsically dishonest about the whole gig. Like, come on, the puppet said it, not me. I mean, if you want to make fun of people and be mean, just do it. Simple as that. You know, I wouldn't say I avoid our shows. I'm just busy prepping them, you know, repairing stuff. And when you know how everything works, it sometimes takes away the magic. Martha and Dory are an exception, though. I'd never miss one of their shows. There are slower days, of course, and on those days, we sometimes close the gaps, so to speak, to make the place look fuller, you know? There was this one show. Hard to say when exactly. Our ventriloquist, Sully, Sally. Anyway, the puppet, a wretched thing with an oversized, crooked, and almost triangular head, body stuffed in a tiny business suit, was doing the bit about losers and lazy bums. Oh, the puppeteering was almost flawless, you know? It jerked angrily, and the dark, mean glass eyes rolling in frustration. The throne voice pitched with disdain, yet with a good amount of unnerving gravel. You weren't supposed to like the puppet, and that made it easy to laugh, most of the time. We're circus people, carnies, some of us. A bit of self-degradation is part of it all. Puts the audience at ease, too, or so I'm told. But that day felt off, though, you know? The puppet made its snide remarks and tasteless jokes as always, but it felt, I don't know, personal. Its soulless eyes locked with mine, and I swear it was talking directly at me, telling me the only impressive thing about me was the staggering amount of accumulated failure which had earned me a spot in the freak show. "Some people here," it said, I swear, I've heard it at, like Walter, aren't even performers. So they're stuck changing light bulbs and duct taping props. It wasn't even that funny, but still everyone was laughing. And not the fake laughs we often put on. They were laughing at me. Well, I stuck it out since I didn't want to make more of an ass of myself, but I left the show as soon as I could. And later in the workshop, I found the damn puppet sitting on my bench, slumped over, lopsided head, tilted with that frozen, arrogant smirk. There was no note, and I had other orders to take care of, so I just let it sit and ignored it. I was still angry. I'm not even sure why. Nothing of that was true. But when I saw the sharp angles of its head in the corner of my eye, I wanted to just smash it, throw it in the garbage where it belonged. It made it hard to focus on work, and I took a deep breath, convinced myself that if I repaired it, I could just get it out of here at least. I lifted the ugly puppet to inspect it for any wear and tear, and it gazed back lifelessly. But I could vividly imagine what it would have said.
"Look at you, Walter."
It would mock me.
"You'll lose this one as you've lost all the others. It's too good to be true."
I knew it would say that, but I still don't know what it means.
"Fail, fail, and fail. Your work here amounts to nothing, just like yourself. This is barely even a real circus."
Then things got a bit hazy. All I know is I smashed the damn thing almost in a frenzy. I tore it to pieces and threw it in the trash. I went home, angry. I didn't talk to Martha, and my head hurt a lot. When I woke up the next morning, I felt terrible. I meant to apologize and fix the puppet. But the strange thing was, when I talked when I wanted to apologize, no one even remembered the show. The boss said, "There once was a puppeteer, but it didn't pull crowds, and that was before my time," they said. I thought they were pranking me, but everyone was dead serious and, like, told me to take a few days off. And I was searching for that puppet for days. Martha seemed a bit concerned. I didn't mean to worry her or Dory. But I kept searching. I never found it.